In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
We're going to have a healing service. And so I ask you to listen to these scriptures from the Holy Bible about healing, about health. Let these scriptures pierce your heart. Let these scriptures percolate down into your spirit. I praise the Lord with all that is within me and do not forget any of his benefits. The Lord forgives all my sins and he heals all my diseases. The Lord redeems my life from the pit and crowns me with love and compassion. Jesus satisfies my desires with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord brings me to health and healing. He heals me and lets me enjoy abundant peace and security. The Son of Righteousness arises for me with healing in his wings, and I go out and leap like a calf released from the stall. Jesus bore my sins in his body on the cross so that I might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his stripes I was healed. As my days are, so shall my strength be. Jesus sent forth his word and healed me. He rescued me from the grave. When I cry out, the Lord hears me. He delivers me from all my troubles. The Lord is close to me when I am brokenhearted and saves me when I am crushed in spirit. The Lord has not given me a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. At times, I may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers me from them all. The Lord protects all my bones. Not one of them will be broken. I am like an olive tree flourishing in the house of God. I trust in God's unfailing love forever and forever. When the Lord's servants lay hands on me, I recover. And when I am sick, I call for the elders who pray over me, anointing me with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith saves me, and the Lord raises me up. the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. I said the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. I said the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Because I believe in Jesus, I will live for all eternity. Because I believe in Jesus, I will live for all eternity. In Christ, I live and move and have my being. Because I dwell in the shelter of the Most High and rest in the shadow of the Almighty, I will say of the Lord, Lord, you are my refuge, my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. Surely he will save me from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence, for he covers me with his feathers, and under his wings I find refuge. His faithfulness is my shield and my rampart. I do not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, but they will not come near me. 1,000 may fall at my side, 10,000 at my right, but they will not come near me. I will only observe with my eyes and see the punishment of the wicked, because I make the Most High my dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge. Then no harm will befall me, no disaster will come near my tent. No harm will befall me, no disaster shall come near my tent. For he will command his angels concerning me to guard me in all my ways. Yes, he will command his angels concerning me to guard me in all my ways. They will lift me up upon their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. I will tread upon the lion and the cobra. I will trample the lion and the serpent. Because I love the Lord, he will rescue and protect me from the accident, from all accidents, harm, sickness, and disease. Because I love the Lord, he will rescue me and protect me from all accidents, harm, sickness, and disease. The Lord is with me in trouble and delivers me. With long life he satisfies me and shows me his salvation. With long life he satisfies me and shows me his salvation. Because I consider the poor, the Lord will deliver me in times of trouble. Because I consider the poor, the Lord will deliver me in times of trouble. The Lord will protect me and keep me alive, and I shall be blessed upon the earth. the Lord will protect me and keep me alive, and I shall be blessed upon the earth. The Lord will not give me over to the desire of my enemies. The Lord will not give me over to the desire of my enemies. The Lord will sustain me upon my sick bed. In my illness, He will restore me to health. The Lord will sustain me upon my sick bed. In my illness, He will restore me to health. He will restore me to health. Signs like these shall follow those who preach the gospel. They shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall be healed. There are many more things that Jesus did. Were they all recorded, all the books in the world could not contain them. Your faith has saved you. Lord, we come to you today, and we turn to you today, crucified and raised from the dead. We pray for healing today. We pray that the outpouring of your Spirit would come upon your people today. I pray, God, that people who have eye trouble would be healed, that retinas would be healed, that corneas would be healed. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, by the power of the blood, be healed in your eyes right now. See clearly right now. I pray now that the whistling in the ears and the noises in the ears would stop by the power of the blood now. Put your fingers in your ears if you have tinnitus. Be healed in the name of Jesus by the power of the blood. I said, be healed now of all the noises you hear in your ears by the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. Be healed now by the power of the cross that Jesus bore our wounds and carried our infirmities. Be healed now. Headaches and migraine headaches, be healed in the name of Jesus by the power of the blood of the Lamb. Everything the devil wrote against you has been canceled in your head. Tumors, be healed in the name of Jesus by the power of the blood. Brain tumors, be healed miraculously. By the blood of Jesus, we have to have all these things checked out by physicians. All these things checked out by physicians. For when God heals, God heals. Jaws, be healed in the name of Jesus. No more clicking, no more pain. In the name of Jesus, jaws be healed. And as I pray for these things, you just put your hand there. Don't even pray. Be healed now in the name of Jesus. Jaws, by the power of the blood. By the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. I call those things to be now that are not as if they are, and they are by faith. I said, be healed in your jaws now and in your necks. Necks, be healed in the name of Jesus. No more stiffness, no more pain. By the power of the blood of the Lamb, by the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. Put your hand on your shoulders. Rotary cuffs, be healed now. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the cross. All the pain goes now in Jesus' name. By the blood that speaks far more eloquently, the blood of Jesus, than the blood of Abel. Lungs, cancer, be healed in the name of Jesus now. Janusz, his lungs be healed now in the name of Jesus. By the power of the cross, his pneumonia be healed now in the name of Jesus. By the power of the blood. Now. Now, because Jesus Christ is the healer. He ever lives to make intercession for us. He is the great high priest. Breathing problems in the lungs, be healed now in the name of Jesus, that your oxygen level would be 98 in the name of Jesus, by the power of the cross, by the power of the blood. Infections, be cleared out by the love of God, by the blood of Christ that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of righteous Abel. Be healed now in Jesus' name. Every infection goes in the name of Jesus. Stomach problems now, be healed in the name of Jesus. In the holy name of Jesus. In the holy name of Jesus, be healed now. Prostate cancer, be healed now in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood. By the power of the blood, be healed now in the name of Jesus, by the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. Women's problems, be healed. Ovarian cancer, be healed now in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, by the power of the cross, through the glorious resurrection of Jesus. Discs in your back, be completely healed in Jesus' name. Be completely healed by the cross of Jesus Christ, by the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. Manifest your glory in backs right now, that people that were not able to move their backs would move them now without any pain in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, be healed. I pray in the name of Jesus that people that have cancer of the bowel would be healed by the power of the blood. Be healed now in Jesus' holy name. In Jesus' holy name. High blood pressure, be healed in the name of Jesus. 120 over 80. 120 over 80 in the name of Jesus. We always check these out with physicians. We do not play around. When God heals, he heals. You continue to take your medicine until the doctor tells you not to. Sugar diabetes, pancreas, be healed in the name of Jesus. Many pancreas, be healed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. They shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall be healed. Livers, be healed of cancer in the name of Jesus. Function again. Function again. Function again in the name of Jesus. No more yellow. In the name of Jesus, be healed. In the name of Jesus. knees be healed by the power of the cross. By the power of the cross be healed in the name of Jesus, and feet be healed in the name of Jesus, ankles be healed in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. All you bodies that are sick, be healed, for the Lord will sustain you. The Lord will sustain you upon your sick bed. The Lord restores you to health. For the Lord is your refuge and your fortress. In Him you trust. For the Lord forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. The Lord brings you to health and healing. The Son of Righteousness arises on you now with healing in His wings. For Jesus bore all your sins in His body on the cross, and by His stripes you are healed. Jesus sent forth His word and healed you, rescued you from the grave. When you cry out, the Lord hears you, delivers you from all your troubles. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Be healed in Jesus' name. Oh, the blood of Jesus. He washes white as snow, healing in the blood of Jesus. Receive it. Healing in the blood of Jesus. That headache goes now. Healing in the blood of Jesus. He washes white as snow. For Michael, deliverance in the blood of Jesus. Deliverance in the blood of Jesus. Deliverance in the blood of Jesus. He washes white as snow. Backs are healed in the name and blood of Jesus. Backs are healed in the name and the blood of Jesus. Now, backs are healed in the name and the blood of Jesus. Washes white as snow. Arthritis healed in the name of Jesus. Move your hands. Arthritis healed by the blood of Jesus. Arthritis healed by the blood of Jesus. He washes white as snow. I want you to pray now for Dr. Janosch, beautiful, holy man of God. His cancer has come back. In the name of Jesus, by the power of His blood, Janosch, be completely healed now. By the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. be healed of this pneumonia, Janusz, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, by the power of the precious blood of Christ. Amen. Listen now. You have these things checked out. Check them out. Check them out. And you know what? I want to hear about them. I want to hear about them. That what has God done for you? I will do more of this if people call me and are really healed. I was spoken to by prophetically that people would be healed on the radio. And so I ask you that if you have been healed, let me know. Let me know. And the telephone number is 617-846-1210. 617-846-1210. 617-846-1210. 617-846-1210. We need to know, because if people get healed like this, I'll do it more often and we'll see the power of God come upon people. I need to hear from you, please, so that we can pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. There's healing in the blood of Jesus. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.